This week in Communications 620, we made headway in understanding media preferences. We began the week by exploring trends of digital media access as well as more audio-based approaches to delivering and sharing content. In past weeks, we had been looking at different aspects of consumer approaches as well as content design, and we are now beginning to look at new ways to connect with an audience. We were asked to read a report titled The Digital Media Trends Survey, A New World of Choice for Digital Consumers. This survey was provided by Hatch Learning Commons at Baypath University. The survey provided insight into the U.S. consumers' opinions about digital media, such as mobile technologies and the internet. It also included the attitudes of the ongoing digital trends, as well as their future preferences. The report was broken up into five main concepts, aside from an introduction and endnotes. It covered streaming, television, millennials, personal data, and mobile video. A few of the other readings we were assigned included an article titled Six Content Marketing Strategies Every Small Business Should Steal, and another titled How to Measure Influence, 12 Communications Pros Design Their Ideal Algorithm. The second half of our learning this week, we delved into podcasting, where we read an article titled Front Row for S-Town, and then also read through the U.S. podcasting industry statistics and facts, all of which provided useful information about the radio and podcasting industry and gave insight into audio and its importance in media today. Some of the facts cited in this reading were that 64% of Americans are even aware of podcasting. 44% are Americans who have ever listened to a podcast in 2018, and the average time spent for these listeners in the U.S. is approximately 10 hours. National Public Radio, or NPR, being one of the most popular with 18.87 million active users. These readings were focused on how to decide on a social media influencer. An influencer is someone who has earned the trust of his or her community based on relative subject matter expertise. To do so, we revisited the idea of social media trackers. In order to find the best influencer, companies must utilize a tracker to rank multiple potential influencers based on their reach, resonance, and relevance. Relevance carries the most weight out of their three factors. An example of this, which I used in my discussion, is LeJuan James. LeJuan James is a now famous Instagram star who won over many followers with his dedication as a comedian specializing in the life of Hispanic heritage. As he has become a much more well-known media mogul, he, along with his fiance, mother, and even his two dogs, are now brand ambassadors for dog food, toothpaste, and even cell phone companies. For the second article, the six content marketing strategies that we were introduced to were influencer marketing, storytelling, think audience first, prioritizing retention, going where your audience is, and writing a book. Later on in the week, we moved on to a discussion about new media marketing. We explored the differences between traditional marketing techniques and the very useful web and social media-based marketing. We went over the positives of social media integration and of content design, as well as the importance of data collection and personal data privacy. After completing our readings and our discussion, we were asked to make an audio addition to our culminating projects, as well as an interactive element. For my project, I chose a podcast and a survey.